Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mastering the Trade, 3rd edition by John Carter is a practical guide to active trading that focuses on repeatable setups for intraday and swing traders. Known for translating chart-based concepts into step-by-step decision rules, Carter frames trading as a business built on preparation, risk control, and consistent execution rather than prediction. The book is widely associated with his core methods, including volatility-based signals, structured entries and exits, and a disciplined approach to position sizing. Readers can expect an emphasis on finding tradable opportunities across market conditions, avoiding emotional overtrading, and building routines that support performance over time. Instead of relying on one magical indicator, the book teaches how to combine context, volatility, and price action to create higher probability trades. It also addresses the realities of modern markets, where speed, news flow, and crowd behavior can punish undisciplined strategies. For traders who want a toolkit of setups and a framework for managing them, this edition presents a clear, practice-oriented roadmap. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a trader mindset and a repeatable process. A central theme of the book is that profitability comes from process before profits. Carter emphasizes treating trading like a professional operation with defined goals, constraints, and review cycles. This begins with knowing what kind of trader you are, including time availability, temperament, and tolerance for drawdowns, then selecting a small set of setups that match those realities. The book reinforces the idea that consistency is created by rules, not willpower, so it encourages pre-market planning, checklists, and a structured routine for scanning, entry, management, and exit. It also highlights how emotional decisions tend to cluster around predictable moments, such as chasing a breakout after missing the initial move or widening a stop to avoid being wrong. By defining risk first, limiting the number of trades, and measuring execution quality, the trader shifts attention from outcome to behavior. Over time, this process focus supports the development of confidence that is rooted in preparation and statistics rather than hope. The result is a framework where discipline is engineered into the workflow, making it easier to stay aligned with the plan when volatility rises or a streak challenges your composure. Secondly, volatility as the foundation for timing and opportunity, the book is closely associated with a volatility-centered approach, using the market's expansion and contraction phases to guide trade selection. Rather than viewing volatility as noise, Carter treats it as information that can signal when a strong move is more likely. The basic logic is that periods of tight consolidation often precede larger directional moves, and traders can prepare for that transition with predefined triggers. This perspective helps in multiple ways. First, it offers a method for filtering trades, focusing on environments where movement is sufficient to justify risk. Second, it can inform expectations, such as when to hold for a larger target versus when to take quicker profits because price is unlikely to travel far. Third, it encourages planning around key levels and timeframes, aligning shorter-term execution with broader context. The trader is guided to identify compression, define a breakout plan, and decide how to handle false starts. Importantly, the volatility lens also supports better risk placement, since stop distance and target potential should be realistic for the current market rhythm. By tying entries and management decisions to volatility behavior, the trader gains a consistent way to interpret changing conditions. Thirdly, structuring intraday setups with clear entries and exits. For intraday traders, the book's value comes from turning common chart patterns into executable plans. Carter emphasizes that an entry should not be a feeling, but a trigger that can be described and repeated, often tied to breakouts, pullbacks, or momentum continuation after consolidation. The discussion typically centers on confirming alignment between price action and the broader context, then acting when a specific condition is met. Just as important, the book stresses that exits must be planned in advance, including both protective stops and profit-taking rules. This keeps the trader from holding and hoping when a trade stalls or reverses. It also encourages thinking in terms of trade management scenarios. What to do if price moves quickly in your favor, what to do if it chops sideways, and what to do if the setup fails. Position sizing is presented as part of the setup, not an afterthought, so risk per trade remains consistent across different volatility regimes. By defining entries, stops, targets, and management rules, intraday trading becomes less reactive and more systematic, which can reduce overtrading and improve the quality of decision-making during fast market conditions. Fourthly, developing swing trades with multi-timeframe confirmation. Swing trading in the book is presented as a way to capture larger moves by combining tactical entries with strategic context. Carter encourages traders to look beyond the immediate chart and consider how daily and weekly structures influence the probability of follow-through. This includes recognizing trend direction, key support and resistance areas, and how volatility conditions may be shifting from quiet to active or vice versa. A major benefit of the swing framework is patience. Waiting for the setup to mature can reduce the urge to force trades in suboptimal conditions. The book supports planning trades around clear invalidation points and realistic targets, which helps avoid holding positions without a reason. It also discusses how to handle the practical realities of overnight risk, gaps, and earnings or news events, prompting traders to decide in advance whether to reduce size, hedge, or step aside. Another focus is the balance between letting winners run and protecting gains, often by using structured exits or partial profit-taking so the trade can breathe without turning into a loss. By integrating timeframe alignment, risk planning, and discipline management, swing trading becomes a repeatable method rather than a series of hopeful holds. Lastly, risk management, performance review, and long-term edge. The book underscores that even strong setups fail, so longevity depends on managing downside and learning from results. Carter's approach emphasizes defining risk in dollars before placing the trade, selecting position size based on stop distance, and keeping risk consistent so no single trade can derail the account. This creates a stable environment for evaluating whether a strategy truly has an edge. The book also promotes post-trade review as a core skill. By tracking entries, exits, screenshots, and notes about execution quality, traders can separate strategy performance from behavioral mistakes. Over time, this data helps refine filters, improve timing, and identify which market conditions best suit each setup. Another key idea is avoiding the trap of constant system hopping. Instead of chasing new indicators after a losing streak, the trader is encouraged to measure outcomes across a meaningful sample size and adjust only with evidence. Risk management also includes limits on daily losses, rules for reducing size during drawdowns, and guidelines to prevent revenge trading. When combined, these practices turn trading into a probabilistic craft where the goal is to execute well, protect capital, and let the edge compound through disciplined repetition. In conclusion, this book is best suited for active traders who want structured intraday and swing setups, as well as newer traders who already understand basic charting and now need a rules-based framework. It can also help experienced traders who feel they know what to do but struggle with consistency, overtrading, or unclear risk controls. The practical benefit to a reader's life is that it promotes decision-making that is calmer and more organized. You plan the trade, quantify the risk, and evaluate performance with evidence rather than emotion. Those habits can reduce stress, protect capital, and make results more repeatable, which matters whether you trade part-time or aim for professional performance. Compared to similar trading books that lean heavily on theory, broad motivation, or a single indicator, Mastering the Trade stands out for its emphasis on executable setups paired with risk and routine. The focus on volatility conditions, defined triggers, and management rules helps readers avoid random entries and gives them a way to adapt to different market environments. If you want a toolkit you can test, document, and refine rather than inspirational ideas that are hard to apply, this book is worth buying as a practical reference you can return to while building your own trading plan. If you would like to support John Carter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.